Welcome to What's Ailing the World, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve, and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems that are already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of quote-unquote child protection. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. The critical first step for everyone with a conscience is to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. The study of language is very revealing. The word lie was put in the middle of the word belief, as when the psychopaths are able to lead the slave work units to believe a lie, it becomes their truth. I strongly recommend that you challenge all of your own beliefs so you know the truth. And this is what you will be able to do once you learn about discernment. And of course, it's not easy to face the truth, as I discovered when I had to face the fact that the medical profession I had so proudly joined was totally corrupted to do the opposite of the Hippocratic oath taken to first do no harm. I strongly suggest, if you haven't yet done so, that you go to my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, and go to the Vaccine Induced Disease tab, print out the diagrams there. The first one is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. And then listen to the lecture that I gave explaining my diagrams, which is what I always do if I'm asked to speak someplace. And you will see the link to listen to that below the diagrams. This is a very important thing for you to do, because then once you realize what's causing, you know, whatever medical issues that you have, then of course you can take steps to reverse the problem. And educating yourself is the most important thing, because the traitors in the District of Criminals have sold us out, of course, for cash. The various lobbyists that are basically paying money to these monsters so that they can poison us, especially with things like pesticides and fluoride and aspartame. The list is endless, but once you realize what the poisons are that you need to avoid, then you can do the best you can to avoid the poison. And if you have been strongly poisoned, then you can contact me to get a consult to learn how to detox the poisons, because there are homeopathic remedies that can detox just about everything. So please spread the word about that website. That's what I call my Dr. Carly Light site. It's not as strong as my drcarly.com site, which I hope to one day get around to redoing because it's become so massive. But on the drcarly.com site, of course, I talk about genocide, weapons of mass destruction, i.e. vaccines. And my paper entitled Inoculation Through Weapons of Mass Destruction is extremely important in terms of explaining to you how the vaccines actually corrupt your immune system, leading to all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. And on the reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site, if you go to the pet page, you can download Science of Vaccine Damage, a very important article out of the UK I found a few years ago, which validates everything I've been saying for 15 years. and it has 19 scientific references from non-pharma funded veterinarians who basically say the same thing that I've said all this time, and that is that the corruption of the immune system caused by the inoculation of diseases leads to pretty much every disease in internal medicine, not just in people, but in pets as well. And when you actually face the suffering, the death that my profession has caused, this was a very dark night for my soul because, of course, you know, it was my dream to become a doctor. And then when I became a doctor and found out what was really going on, I can't even tell you how hard that was to realize. But once I did realize it, that is when I went on the offense to cause the death of medicine. That is my goal. And I need all of your help to spread the word because, as I said, the death and suffering that's being caused by my profession is on a scale that you can't even imagine. That is bigger than all wars put together, etc., etc. They actually admit that medicine is the third leading cause of death. There's a book entitled Unaccountable, which I have ordered, and I actually heard the author of that book being interviewed on C-SPAN. And he said the first cause of death is, looking for my notes here, the first cause of death is heart disease, the second cause of death is cancer, the third cause of death is doctors. Now, of course, you know, that's ridiculous because I can, you know, guarantee you that the first cause of death is doctors because, of course, he's not including vaccine-induced diseases, which are the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. But it's pretty big, just based on, you know, what they're admitting to. And the fact that there are natural things to reverse all of these problems, and especially that just avoiding the doctor, not getting your shot, is the most important thing you can do to keep yourself well, is pretty amazing. And of course, we cannot negotiate and compromise with such evil. We have to basically put them out of business, stop going to them, and I strongly suggest that you consider just getting rid of your insurance because the huge amount of money that you're paying for your quote-unquote health insurance is keeping you in the box, telling you what you must do in terms of getting, you know, mammograms, which cause cancer, and vaccinations for your children, which cause all these diseases in internal medicine, etc., etc., and spend your money on natural solutions. That's what I would do if I was you, and that's what I've been doing for 15 years. And now that this insane Obamacare is getting ready to kick in here in the States, I will pay whatever extortion, whatever tax fee, whatever that I have to pay to not have insurance. Because, as I said, once you get insurance, they're going to tell you what you have to do to keep your insurance. And you're going to have a problem. That I can guarantee you. So it's very important for people to realize that their bodies have the innate intelligence, the ability to heal themselves if we just give it the right fuel, eat organic food, drink clean water, breathe clean air to the best ability we're able to. Of course, it's not easy as we're being sprayed with chemtrails nonstop for over a decade now, but you do the best you can. And that is when you can actually increase the frequency of your life force And it's a pretty amazing thing. Because despite what I have to deal with every day, which is knowing that my only child is being satanically ritually abused, this is what I wake up thinking every morning. So it's a very hard thing. But even despite the psychological torture that I have to deal with, as far as health goes, I feel healthier than I did when I was 20 years old. Because I've learned to, you know, stop drinking the diet soda and all the rest of it. And it's really an amazing thing to get your health back to a degree that you've never even experienced. And it's actually just a matter of detoxing and doing the right thing. And not listening to your white coat, who is so oblivious to what health is. It's really very sad how much they have been misled and, you know, given those prescription pads, which they just can't stop writing prescriptions with, and destroying everything that has anything to do with health. And that's what people have to realize. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal button on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number. It is 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows, so if you're able to contact me with a toll-free number, please use that instead, because my Skype contact list is just getting too huge. I do not practice medicine or give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you, to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. That will bring you to the main page. That page has archives of various shows I've done, as well as archives of my show on OrionTalkRadio.com, which I do every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Archives from These Changing Times, the show that I'm doing now, are also available. If you click at the top of the page on the TCT box, that will bring you to the These Changing Times archives. And I also do a show on RepublicBroadcasting.org from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Sundays, and those archives have a separate link that you can access by clicking as well. Every show is labeled so you will know what the topic is. Unfortunately, with a title of What's Ailing America or What's Ailing the World, which is my title for my shows on These Changing Times, I will never run out of answers to that question. And that is very, very sad. However, the root of the tree of evil is what we've discussed on my shows with J.B. Campbell. It is the Jews. If you didn't hear my show with him from last week, I highly suggest you check that out. He does this show once a month. Haven't gotten a date for his next guest appearance. But he is the man that has basically the information and the solutions that we need to get rid of the psychopaths that are destroying everything that matters. And that's the only thing we can do if we want to stop what's going on. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 785-336-5190. Or you can leave your comments or questions in the chat room. Very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. I usually ask for people to wait until the second hour to chime in, but for today's show, my guests had to reschedule at the last minute, so I don't have a guest for today. So I'm going to go solo, which I do not like doing. I don't like listening to myself for 2 hours straight. So please do feel free to, you know, send in a question or call in with a question or a comment, because I love to, you know, banter with the listeners. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. And you can do so by going to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to get transmitted over to the website for the silver generator that I use, myself, my 3 dogs, and my 2 cats. We drink colloidal silver every day, and it's amazing all the different uses that silver has. And if you get your own generator, you can make it for pennies a day and use it to wash your vegetables, etc., etc. And there's now colloidal silver gel available, colloidal silver deodorant, colloidal silver soap. Mario Cifaldi, who owns the Silver Lungs company, is coming up with new products all the time. So I highly suggest that you check these things out. Now, let me say that the views expressed on the program do not reflect the views and opinions of the station, but rather the views and opinions of myself, any guests that I have, and the callers. So that's my disclaimer. Now, on today's show, I'm going to continue to talk about a subject I started with last night on Orion Talk Radio, and the answer to the question, what's ailing the world? Blindness to self-evident truth. Now, this topic came up, and actually I wrote a newsletter of that title. If you go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, at the bottom you will see the link to the American Survival Newsletter, which is a newsletter that I write for every week. And last week's contribution, the answer to what's ailing America, was blindness to self-evident truth. And this came about when I went to get my hair cut last Monday, a week ago tomorrow, and the person cutting my hair, you know, when you're stuck in the chair like that, you know, you start having conversations with people, and I don't do small talk. I can't. I'm unable to talk about the weather, you know, and such other small talk type of subjects as that, unless I'm going to talk about chemtrails, of course. But usually I end up talking about vaccines. And it was truly amazing what happened when I was getting my hair cut a week ago, tomorrow, with this woman who immediately brought up this miracle baby she has, 1 year old. Now, why is the baby a miracle baby? Because the white coats told her after she had her daughter, who's now 15 years old, that she would never be able to have another child, never be able to conceive again. So obviously the white coats were wrong, because she conceived her son, who's now 1 year old. after she conceived her son, of course, as they always do, they told her to get an ultrasound of the child, which she did, and they told her that because of the fact that he had what they called thick skin at the base of his neck, that he most likely had Down syndrome and that she should get an abortion. She should terminate her baby. And she said, no, thank you. She did not get the amniocentesis either. She decided to go forward and have the baby, telling these monsters that whatever's wrong with the baby, this is still her miracle baby, and she's going to have the baby. So she had the baby, and the baby was perfectly fine. So that makes you wonder, how many children out there are aborted because these psychopaths tell parents that there's a problem when there isn't a problem? And I can assure you, it's a very high number. So, the Whitecoats had a very bad score in terms of, you know, being right as far as this woman is concerned. But what amazes me is that she keeps listening to them. And of course, as they always do, they told her that she should get her baby inoculated with disease and that this would protect the baby. So I start explaining what inoculations actually do, that they not only cause disease, but that they corrupt the immune system, leading to all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, and cancer. And she succeeds in telling me that, in fact, her child had developed a fever of 105, and had had two episodes of apnea, i.e. he stopped breathing. He was on the way to being a sudden infant death syndrome baby, had they not been there when this happened. Of course, they rushed the child to the emergency room, where the Whitecoats had no clue why this had happened, never asking about vaccines, of course, because all sudden infant death syndrome cases are from vaccines, as has been proven by researcher Vera Scheibner from Australia when she checked into this situation a number of years ago, and she has an excellent book on the topic. So the baby stopped breathing twice. Now, this happened within 24 hours of him getting his last set of shots. She asked the pediatrician, could this have anything to do with him getting his shot? And of course, the pediatrician says, there is no way that this could have anything to do with his shot. Self-evident timeline, gets the shots in less than 24 hours, huge fever, and two episodes of apnea. Now this is what's going on. But, like I said, it was just an amazing, surreal experience for me to have this discussion with this woman who was so misled by the Whitecoats. In fact, if she'd have done what they told her to do, she wouldn't even have a son at this point. And yet, she was planning on continuing with his vaccinations, even though the doctor told her there's no way that this can be related to the vaccines, after they've been wrong so many times before. And I don't know what will happen. I gave her my card. I suggested she go to my website. I told her to call me if she has any questions. I told her some important books that she can obtain. And who knows if she will do it, because the look on her face, you know, when they're cutting your hair, you have a mirror in front of you, so you can see the look on the haircutter's face. She was pretty much like a deer caught in the headlights, did not want to know what I was telling her, even though this information will save her child's life. if she listens, if she checks it out for herself. And this is what we're dealing with here on this planet, is people seem to believe that just because somebody has a bunch of letters after their name, or they're considered the quote-unquote expert in any field, that they somehow have special knowledge that you all don't have because you all don't have those letters behind your name. And what I tell people is, if you've got common sense, if you can critically think, evaluate information, and think for yourself, if your brain works, if you have discernment, if you can spot a psychopath, which is a very important skill to develop, as I've had to develop over the years, as so many psychopaths have come into my life trying to basically get me to work with them or make me believe they're going to help me save my son or whatever carrot they put out there. This is how I got my PhD in psychology, recognizing psychopaths. And they're everywhere. In fact, it's really very scary how much they control the world. They are in our Congress, in the District of Criminals. They are in the courts. They are police. They are doctors. They are everywhere. And it's really important to recognize them and to learn how to deal with them so that you can stay safe and your family can stay safe. And, of course, as far as the medical minions go, if I was you, what I would do is just take care of yourself. You can weigh your own child. You can measure your own child. You can avoid vaccines, and then that way you will not have any problems. And I can't tell you how important that is. Okay. I have a bunch of other things. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. I have so many possible things to discuss. Let me just get to one of the amazing articles that I was sent. One in 100 children are psychopaths, experts believe. This is an article out of the UK, telegraph.co.uk /health/children. One in 100 children are psychopaths. And this is research that they're doing, and basically talking about the fact that, you know, this psychopathy is a very big problem in society, one in 100. And in fact, they talk about in here that they have carried out twin studies which suggest that psychopathic traits in children are largely genetic. And of course, we know that because that's the psychopathic bloodline, the serpent seed line, the sons of Cain, and the daughters of Cain, you know, basically the psychopathic Jews. So we understand that it is a bloodline thing. But as I've discussed on the show before, they are also finding ways to make people psychopathic. There's a study at MIT where they use magnetic pulses in order to cause people to lose their moral character, which is really amazing when you think about it. How psychopathic is it to do a study like that to begin with? It's mind-boggling. But these are the things that they're doing. And, of course, you know, in this article they talk about children that are cruel to animals and younger siblings and lie and have no remorse, and this is what's going on. And of course, vaccines can also be involved in causing that problem, because if you damage the part of the brain that's responsible for, you know, moral conscience, you know, having a conscience, doing the right thing, with vaccinations, you're going to create a monster. And one of the most important books in my vaccine library is Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality. And the author of that book is Harris Coulter, and that's what he talks about, how vaccinations can also damage the brain and lead to violence and criminal behavior. And of course, as we're seeing so many bullies in schools now, we can be sure that that is probably the major reason for this bullying type of behavior, is that their brains are vaccine damaged. Of course, playing video games where you get points for, you know, running over pregnant women, there's all kinds of strange, really violent video games out there, that's not going to help. But the vaccines are really probably the main reason. And also in terms of this whole obesity thing, you know, we're constantly hearing about how, you know, half of the population is morbidly obese. Well, obesity as well as anorexia is also from vaccines. And that's the reason, as it turns out, I know that I went to medical school because of different things that I saw when I was there has allowed me to figure things out. And in fact, when I was in medical school, one of the experiments that was done was to create gigantic rats, obese rats. They actually were able to produce them for research studies. And now I realize that that was basically the experiment to create obese children, because there's a part of the brain that controls your satiety, you know, when you stop eating. And you can either create an anorexic and very vicious rat or cat. Actually, the anorexia experiments were done in cats. They would put needles in their brain, and depending on where the brain was stimulated, they could create an anorexic, vicious cat. Or they could create a very obese cat, one that would never stop eating, depending on where in the hypothalamus this electrode was placed. So once I saw that from my own eyes, then I realized, okay, so now they're creating damage in children's brains, which is doing the same thing as putting the needle in the cat's brain. It's causing them to never stop eating. Now, it's always the big picture. Of course, MSG and aspartame are highly involved as well, because with these excitotoxins in the mix, it also causes the brain to react in such a way that the eating just keeps on going. But the initial damage is from vaccines. And so this is what's going on, folks. I mean, things that you would never even consider being related to vaccines. It's pretty much all from vaccines. This is the horror of what I have had to face, is how big this vaccine-induced disease umbrella is. It is massive. As a matter of fact, I can't think of a problem except for something, you know, like appendicitis, or, you know, there are some acute emergency type situations which are not related to the vaccine. But most of the situations, it's all from vaccines. It is unbelievable. And that is why we have such a push to continue the vaccine. Now, amazingly, I was contacted by a journalist from Jamaica who I do radio shows with on a regular basis. His name is Lloyd Aguilar. He used to live in New York. He used to be on WBAI radio there. That's when I first met him. But he's originally from Jamaica, and he decided to go back to Jamaica to help stop the Holocaust of vaccine damage that's going on that pristine island, which I visited probably, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. I went to Jamaica. Such a beautiful place. From what I hear, they're destroying it. I mean, the corporations bringing in their toxic, you know, companies, just destroying the environment. But what they're doing to the children there is really amazing. And I'm going to be on his show again today, following this show at 2:30, to discuss some information that he's checking out in Jamaica. He had Skyped me and asked me the question, do I have any information on the conflicts of interest that occur between the various alphabet agencies that are promoting vaccines? And this reminded me that, in fact, I did come across some really amazing information, and I looked it up online, and thankfully it's still there. And this is what I would type into your search engine if I was you. A dragon by the tail. A dragon by the tail. And this is an article that was published by Byron Child, www.byronchild.com. And the title refers to actually a quote, let me find it here, by one of the committee members for the IOM, which is, oh, I hate all these alphabet agencies. Impossible to remember all of their various names. Institute of Medicine. Okay. A committee member from the Institute of Medicine stated, we've got a dragon by the tail here, when behind closed doors of the National Academies of Science building on January 12, 2001, the committee members of the IOM and this National Academies of Science were meeting to discuss their need for reassurance and concern over their charge evidence methodology and public communication goals to parents. Because, you know, this vaccine thing, obviously, and you know that some of them have to know at the top, that this is in fact what's creating all diseases so that they can prescribe drugs for all the diseases, that it's a dragon by the tail. Because the parents are asking some hard questions and the answers, you know, just aren't, you know, satisfying the parents, because like the woman that was cutting my hair. She saw what happened to her son with her own eyes. She asked the pediatrician, and even though she saw it, it's just amazing to me that they could say no. No, had nothing to do with it, can't be, it's not possible. You know, look over there. It's a dragon by the tail. But luckily, there are some parents who are actually saying, I'm sorry, white coat, you have no clue. But anyways, Lloyd reminded me of this very important article, which you can find online. This will blow your mind, okay? This is the best article I've ever seen. that brings together the conflicts of interest in regards to vaccination. They all base their suggestions and recommendations on research that the other one does, and it's all fraud. It's just mind-boggling, actually, to see the fraud, the scientific fraud, the genocide. I mean, there's no other word for it. That's going on, which is actually documented in this very important article. So, if you want to wake somebody up, there's a few things. This article, A Dragon by the Tail, the article is Lisa Reagan, you know, spelled like the president. U.S. Code, Title 42, Section 300AA-25. That's another important document, gives you the terminology vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, and conditions where deaths occur, which, of course, I've never been able, in all these years, to get the CDC to give me a list of those. Okay. So I had to read my script there. And so that's another important document. And Science of Vaccine Damage, which is on my website on the PEP page, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, .com. Those three articles, I mean, if you download those, oh, and let me mention one other on the Vaccine-Induced Disease tab, Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety, which is a document you can download and then take to your pediatrician, which basically states they know everything in vaccines and they guarantee you it's not going to hurt your child, which of course they will never sign. Those are just four documents that you can have at your disposal to wake somebody up, to get them to read those documents, to bring them to the white coat and see how fast they run to the bathroom, because we really have to stop this, the damage that's being done. It's off the charts. It is mind-boggling. And, of course, inoculation with diseases is in capital letters in the last sentence of the 10th protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. So that's how we know that, you know, the psychopaths are doing this on purpose, and they've known for a very long time. But let me just mention some of the obvious conflicts that are mentioned in this very important article. Sorry, I have to answer Skype. That's why I hate doing shows by myself. Okay. The National Institute of Health has strategic planning for the Vaccine Research Center. Their director, Gordon Douglas, MD, was formerly president of Merck, 1991 to 1999, one of the big five vaccine developers. While president, this doctor, Gordon Douglas, received a memo from vaccinologist Maurice Hilleman stating that six-month-old babies who received vaccinations on schedule would receive 87 times the EPA's recommended safe dose of mercury. And yet, nothing was done. Now, eventually, they did recommend that mercury be taken out of vaccines. The FDA never ordered it. They just recommended it. And it has been largely removed from most vaccines, but it's still in the flu vaccine. And I'm sure they're sneaking it in wherever they can. And mercury is a neurotoxin, and mercury and aluminum do cause Alzheimer's. Mercury has nothing to do with autism. That's one of the biggest disinformation things out there that they're trying to get people to believe, so that people think, oh, if you take the mercury out, the vaccine will be safe. Of course, bigger lie has never been told, the very injection of the organisms is what corrupts the immune system. But this is some amazing stuff, that the EPA came up with a recommended safe dose of mercury. The vaccine manufacturers put 87 times that amount in the vaccines. In other words, if the six-month-old baby received the vaccine on the recommended schedule, they'd have 87 times the recommended safe dose of mercury. Now, isn't it amazing? You know, we have these minions in all of these agencies. And this is what they're doing. They're allowing these things to happen. It's pretty mind-boggling. I mean, I wonder how many of you, if you did your job the way these psychopaths do their job, if you even have a job. Of course, the answer is no. And this Director Gordon Douglas is also in collaboration with the CDC on 4 studies to rule out proposed links between immunizations and autism. Because, you see, one of the big things that is discussed in this article of Dragon by the Tail is that they make their findings before they do the research. And then they construct their research to make it, you know, turn out the way they want. And if it's not going the way they want, they just stop that research study and come up with some other bogus research study. This is why, in my opinion, almost all research is a total fraud. Okay, alright, we're going to take a little break, and so we'll have some music playing, and it looks like we're going to have a board op change during the music. So I'm going to continue talking about A Dragon by the Tail after we have our musical interlude. And in the meantime, you might want to try to find that online. Just put A Dragon by the Tail into your search engine, and should lead you right to it. Unbelievable important article. All right, folks. Okay, we have a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to bring them on shortly. I just want to just give the big picture of some of the conflicts involved with these organizations first. This GAVI, Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations, started in 1999, headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, just like the WHO, the World Homicide Organization, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to the tune of $1.5 billion with a B, also $1.3 billion from international governments and private sources, $1.9 billion in pledges for a total of $5 billion funding for this Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. Funds may be used for any aspect of health as long as the vaccine rate increases. They are partners with international governments, vaccine manufacturers, UNICEF, you know, WHO, the World Bank, NGOs, public health organizations, research institutions, and foundations. Their goal is for 90% immunization rates for all of their 70 underdeveloped countries /grantees. Okay, 90%. Then we have the Institute of Medicine, as I said, IOM, who actually did a predetermined report denying links between vaccines and autism and used that predetermined report to justify Senate Bill 3, which I'll discuss in a moment, and as defense to dismiss 4,500 petitions for vaccine injuries in federal court and as a reason to not spend any further federal money on research on vaccine autism links. The WHO, World Health Organization, in 1999 formed the WHO Global Advisory Committee on Vaccine Safety, which has mysteriously concluded that there's no evidence of mercury toxicity in people exposed to thimerosal in vaccination. Therefore, the current WHO policy regarding mercury should not be changed. And, of course, we have the Centers for Disease Control, which serves as its own watchdog, and basically has the insanity of hiring the Institute of Medicine Immunization and Safety Review Committee to rule out any proposed link where, for example, multiple vaccines are given and, you know, it leads to some kind of a problem. They want to rule this out. So they basically hire each other, and this is how it works. And let's see. The Brighton collaboration. Okay, this is another amazing situation that I found. You actually have this Brighton collaboration, which is basically been formed to advance the science of immunization safety and vaccinal vigilance. You gotta love the creation of these words. A globally acceptable common vocabulary for adverse events following immunization. And of course, basically, they don't admit that, I mean, there's a handful of things that they admit are caused by vaccines, but almost nothing. And, you know, they all refer to this Brighton collaboration in regards to whether or not an adverse event of a vaccine has occurred, and this is how, you know, they keep the 4,500 people out of court. They just refuse their applications to have a kind of trial involving a vaccine injured child. Okay, I want to bring the callers on, but let me just to give you an idea of what these criminals in the District of Criminals were up to. Now, this article is from 2005. I do not know the status of Senate Bill 3, but here are some of the major parts of Senate Bill 3, which, knowing our corrupt, traitorous, you know, District of Criminals, probably did go through. These are some of the things in this bill. Eliminates the state's right to more strictly regulate vaccines and drugs and fully inform citizens about risks. Gives comprehensive liability protections to drug companies. Eliminates a citizen's right to seek justice in state courts for drug and vaccine injuries. Allows the Department of Health and Department of Justice to write the terms of their own defense in order to further limit awards to vaccine-injured children. Creates and funds a mandatory national electronic tracking system operated by the CDC to monitor health records of citizens relating to new trends and patterns in public health, creates penalties for states and healthcare providers not reporting in a timely manner to the national tracking system. See, there's no mandate that they report vaccine adverse reactions. They just have to report that the, you know, the deed was done. And actually, you can't make this stuff up. It was promoted by sponsors as a military veteran benefit bill because it raises the death benefits and other financial support for the families of soldiers who were killed in the war in Iraq. So this is what these monsters always do. They'll have a bill, they'll label it whatever, and then they stick a whole bunch of other stuff in there, you know, hidden in there, that if we didn't have some people keeping an eye open, we'd never know about. And, of course, you know, the inside joke on this is that there's more soldiers dying from their vaccines than are even dying from gunfire. So isn't it amazing that they stuck this into the bill? Okay, Bill. We have caller Bill on the line. What do you think, Bill?
Hello, Dr. Carley. Talking about chock full, lots of good stuff, and I want to comment on a couple, you know, on a lot of things, but let me focus, please, first on when you're talking about the authority figures and how people just listen to the authority figures, specifically that, you know, the one in your article, Blindness to Self-Evident Truth, that hairstylist who you know, through a miracle, had a baby born to her, and, you know, the experts, you know, tried to have her abort it. Experts said she'd never be pregnant again. Experts gave it a shot. Experts said it wasn't the shot's fault. Anyone, in my opinion, Dr. Carley, anyone who relies on an expert for providing the roadmap for what the person does in their life, they're just being lazy. They're not doing their due diligence, and by that, by them not doing their due diligence and referring to some quote-unquote expert, that, in their mind, I think, gives them an excuse for not taking responsibility. And the most important thing to me in this world are children. You know, I love them more than anything in this world. You know, my pets are a close second. But how anyone could have a child in this world and be so nonchalant with the child's protection and upbringing, that to me is a crime against humanity. And I hope to God that that little baby, that woman, listens to your good advice. And that was the best tip she ever got in her life. And I pray for the child's life that his or her mother listens to you. And that's what really bothers me when I look at this world of all this needless suffering and all the pain and anguish. And there's people who could stop it. And they don't
right.
stop it. And, I, you know, the guys aren't in my life, so I can't help them. But, you know, it's like watching a horror movie.
It is. It is. And this is my life, because every day I get calls from people. The stories I hear of their personal tragedies and what they've gone through, especially in regards to what the doctors have done to them, there's no tears left. I mean, I have cried a river. This affects me so deeply because, you know, I went to medical school because I wanted to help people. And I totally agree with you. I get disgusted with people that spend more time, you know, painting the nursery and picking out the furniture and all the rest of it, and they
yeah.
do absolutely no research on what they're going to inject into their tiny babies. What's up with that? I don't get it.
They're completely brain dead, and my life experience, Dr. Carley, you know, I didn't get to this point in time, you know, through a blink of an eye. It's through, you know, we all go through life, you know, surviving all the cumulative experiences in our life, and my own personal testament is that I don't trust authority. I don't care if they're the politicians. I don't care if they're the central bankers. I don't care if they're the medical profession. I don't care if they're the university professors. I don't care who they are. I don't trust them. And any error that I'm going to experience, that's going to be because I took responsibility and I made the decision myself. I'm not going to, my life is not in anyone's hands but my own. And that's how I approach it, and that's how I try to help my children, help my family, help my pets, help my brothers, help my sisters. I give them the example, and that's because I've done the research, I've done the work, I've been alive for 50-some years, I've been able to smell who's who in the zoo, and I pay attention to that. I know there's
right.
evil in this world. I know there's evil looking to destroy us. And I know much of the evil has the moniker and label of expert attached to them. Bill Gates, Buffett, the medical guys, WHO, CDC, etc., etc. The last ones I'm going to listen to are them who have Agenda 21 as their gospel and religion.
Right, and their depopulation of 90% of the planet. Well, I so agree with you. I mean, anybody that's got eyes to see it all, how can they not, you know, have a lack of trust for the quote-unquote experts, the authorities? How can they not? I mean, what I will say, the way I got into this whole vaccine thing is because my son was brain damaged from vaccines. He's now, well, he'll be 17 next February. Of course, I haven't seen him for over a decade, so I don't even know if he's still alive, actually. But I didn't know anything about the dangers of vaccines. In medical school, we were taught that this is the best thing since sliced bread. the most miraculous, you know, thing that's ever happened in medicine. And so I didn't know any better. But in today's world, everybody has heard something about vaccines. You know, they allege that there's no risk of autism from vaccines. In fact, I get disgusted that there's so much attention paid to autism because it's all diseases. Renal failure, insulin-dependent diabetes, I mean, juvenile arthritis, it's all from vaccines, cancer.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, everybody has heard that there's this debate going on. So how can you not check it out? I don't know how you can have a baby, especially one who you consider to be a miracle. You see the baby stop breathing twice within 24 hours of getting its vaccine.
And that's the only thing that's different, probably, from the days before.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, why does the baby stop breathing? You know, they don't know. It's a mystery, you know? I mean, it's just mind-boggling to me. And that this parent, who had been told, as I said, that, you know, she couldn't get pregnant again, their baby had Down syndrome, all the other things that they told her which were wrong, and yet she believed that and was ready to, you know, in a couple months, get a more vaccine. Maybe she's still going to. I don't know. But this is what really frustrates me because, you know, the children are innocent. You know, they can't object. They can't stop it. And they're basically just...
They're sacrifices to the Canaanite god Moloch, sacrificing babies at the altar.
There you go. That's what it is. Yeah.
And the part that blows my, that was, you know, you've been doing your letter with Wendy Wilson for, you know, quite a few weeks now, and this most recent one, Dr. Carley, God, it was chock full with great information. I think this, my opinion, you know, it's just my opinion, but this one rang more bells with me than any of the other ones, and that one of the things I've highlighted that really just blows my mind is the fact that, and I remember this in my own personal life, how the doctors, they're very quick, oh, we need this prescription, we need to get right, we need to do this, we need to do that, but they never tell you the cause of what it is that ails you. It's like, that's the first step. If you don't know what caused it, how do you know how to fix it, how to reverse it?
Because they don't have any intention of reversing it. There's no money to be made in reversing disease. You see, they want the disease, and so that's why they give the prescriptions for the drugs that at the very most will possibly cover up the symptoms, but, you know, they cure nothing. And that's why we have this quote-unquote pre-existing condition situation, because they cure nothing. And as a matter of fact, things have been so corrupted now that it's actually illegal to use the cure word. That's how I can always tell when moles they're trying to compromise me so they can arrest me. You know, I'll have somebody call me and ask me if I can cure cancer. And I have to say, oh, there is no cure for cancer. I can teach you how to reverse the cause. But you're not allowed to use the cure word unless you use drugs, which, of course, cure nothing. So when you really understand the situation and see how insane it is mind-boggling.
And then also in this recent letter of yours, Dr. Carley, when you're mentioning the pediatrician and how she was so knee-jerk adamant that, oh, no, the vaccine didn't cause this. I would like to know, first of all, she's intellectually dishonest. And if she's intellectually dishonest, she's a liar. And if she's a liar, I want nothing to do with her. But just presuming that she had some bedrock to rely upon, I would like to know what it is that gave her such self-assuredness to point-blank say, no, it's not the vaccine. Well, we know it is, but you know what I mean? It's like, how can you be intellectually honest and then say, boom, no, it's not the vaccine? How do you know? You haven't even looked into this.
Exactly. Well,
for the hairstylist to say, oh, she's the expert. She's the pediatrician. I'm going to listen to what she says. And for her to have that attitude after this pediatrician almost administered the death needle to her, I'm appalled.
Yeah, this is the frustration that I deal with every day. It is this exact situation that the quote-unquote expert told you can't possibly be the vaccine. That's one reason why I have put a call out to individuals to get a copy of U.S. Code Title 42, Chapter, Section 300AA-25, and see where they talk about vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, and conditions where deaths occur, and to start contacting the CDC to get a list of these vaccine-related disabilities. Now, in reviewing this article, which I had found, forgot about from 2005, A Dragon by the Tail, I was reminded of this Brighton collaboration. So they've even developed a group who's going to define what an adverse event for an immunization is. And, you know, so this is another scam that they've come up with. And, you know,
yeah, like the vaccine courts.
Yeah, exactly. And there's just a few things that they mention. And actually, amazingly, sudden unexpected death syndrome, including sudden infant death syndrome, is under development. They are working on that one. So that was kind of interesting. But see, what happens is that the doctors are so busy just doing their thing, you know, seeing their patients. They don't have time to check out anything. You know, if you're working every day and you have to see a lot of patients just to pay your staff to fill out the insurance forms, you don't have any time to do any research. And, of course, especially with the pediatricians, how could they possibly face what they have done? Just imagine being a pediatrician and figuring out what I have figured out and saying to yourself, oh, my God. How many children have I destroyed their lives? It's massive. They can't face it, so they don't.
Well, gee whiz, I'm not that way. When I do something wrong, I want to know about it so I don't do it again.
Well, you have a conscience, you see. And apparently there is something that happens to doctors in most cases now, I have realized, where they sell their soul for cash. In fact, especially with the pediatricians, you know, they have this American Academy of Pediatrics who gets all kind of funding from vaccine manufacturers. And they're now telling pediatricians that if a parent refuses a vaccine, that they should fire them as a patient. They should tell them, if you're not going to vaccinate, then you can't be my patient anymore. I get more
and
more.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I tell people who tell me this. I'm like, oh, you're so lucky that they fired you. Instead of calling Child Protective Services, they just fired you. You don't need a pediatrician. You can weigh your own child, measure your own child, get colloidal silver that will take care of any infections that they get.
Feed them organic food.
Exactly. That's all you got to do.
Keep them out of the most dangerous place in America, which is the public schools. Homeschool your children.
Right. Right, but even with that, so many people have an excuse. Oh, we both need to work because, you know, we got
to
keep up
with the Joneses. We have to keep up with the Joneses.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well.
I'm glad you brought up the pets, too. I know that you're a pet lover, and we've talked about your pets off the air. And you had sent me recently the vaccine schedule for puppies, which blew my mind. I mean, they're doing the same thing to the pets as they're doing to the people. And that's why we now have, you know, so many dogs and cats coming up with insulin-dependent diabetes and seizures and all kinds of things. It's unreal. And, of course, you know, they tell people, oh, you must get that rabies vaccine. In fact, I know of somebody who knows all of which we're speaking, and even she was talking to me and saying, well, I'm afraid if I don't get the rabies vaccine for my dog that the you know, animal protection people will show up at my door and, you know, cause me a problem. And my response to that is, well, first of all, they don't have enough people to show up at everybody's door. And if they show up at your door, you deal with it then. Why would you let the fear of them possibly showing up cause you to do something to your pet that you know has already caused your pet all kinds of problems? You know, it's insane. We bow to these monsters. We have to start saying no. No, we will not do it. I mean, it says right in the rabies package insert, which is on reversingvaccineinducediseases.com on the pet page, that tissues used to make the vaccine cause autoimmune disease. Well, there you go. I don't want my pet to get autoimmune disease. And not to mention the fact that you're injecting them with rabies and that could cause them to get rabid.
Yes, and I just recently printed out from your website, I think it's called the Science of Vaccines, which was the report from the University of Purdue and a few other schools out there as well. Wisconsin was mentioned at the end about all the damages that they know are caused by vaccines. And next time I get a puppy, I'm going to bring that form over to them and say, this is why I don't like vaccinated puppies.
Right. Well, yeah, it's called Science of Vaccine Damage. I sent that a few years ago. And that was like one of my most amazing finds because that validates everything I've been saying for 15 years, that vaccines cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer and genetic damage in people and in pets. In fact, they even talk about, you know, joint problems. I mean, everything.
Yeah, short attention spans.
Yeah.
That was mentioned as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also it makes the dogs get, you know, some dogs become like skittish, nervous as a result. And this is always, it's the same thing as the baby with your hairstylist. This all happens right after the vaccines.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm very happy that I have that document. Thank you so much for putting it up there. I'm going to get a lot of running room with that.
Right. Well, you know, that's why we need to spread the word. And like I said, this dragon by the tail, I had somebody actually that works with you was kind enough to put just this article in itself in a file, because if you go to the site that has the article, it's got the whole journal for that month. This article is like about 6 pages. This is another thing I want to send out to as many people as possible. Because when you see the conflicts of interest involving these different companies, it's mind-boggling. And they have different rules that they're supposed to go by, and who sits on these committees in terms of, you know, if they work for Big Pharma or whatever. But they just exempt them. They give them exemptions. So they don't even follow their own rules. It's unbelievable.
And if people do their research and they do see the flagrant conflict of interest, that will undermine the quote-unquote experts' opinion and the sway that they hold over people's minds. When people realize that these so-called experts are compromised and have financial conflicts of interest or other conflicts of interest, then maybe that will be the thing that triggers in their mind to say, hey, why am I listening to these experts? They're compromised. They're conflicted. They own, like Dr. Oz, they own stock in these vaccine-giving companies. No wonder why he says they're okay.
Exactly. And we're getting a comment from a listener, Kim. She has Blue Cross Blue Shield catastrophic health care coverage. It turns out that does qualify under the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare. So she says this is a cheap way to go and have the peace of mind knowing that if you break a leg out hiking or something, you won't have your personal assets taken and you just pay your deductible. So that's a good thing to know. What I'll probably do is find out which is cheaper, paying their extortion fee / tax or getting a catastrophic coverage type of policy. But that's another good idea in terms of you know, doing what you have to do.
Another thing that you brought up in this real great article, your most recent great article, Dr. Carley, was the idea, it's not an idea, it's a fact, that you know, we're forced, you know, a lot of people think it's like, God, I'm so lucky I have insurance provided by my work. Well, the problem is that insurance only covers the big pharma poison applications. So, you know, all these people in America who don't have insurance, they don't know how lucky they are.
Exactly. And like I said, the insurance actually forces you to do certain things. A very good friend of mine here in North Carolina, she works for the county government, and under her policy, she is forced to go and get pap smears. They tried to force her to get mammograms. That's where she drew the line. She told them that if they were going to force her to get a mammogram, she was going to quit her job, and she's a really good, you know, employee, and they wanted her, so they let her slide on that. But she still has to get certain things done. Go ahead.
My wife recently received a notice from our insurance company that they recommend, strongly recommend, you know, because of her age, that she get a mammogram. And know what I did with that piece of paper? Had the ashtray and the table, I burnt that piece of paper, you know, right in the table, and burned it to ashes and flushed it down the toilet. I didn't want it to poison the trash in my garbage can.
Right, and that's a very frustrating thing. As I've said on the show before, my own family doesn't listen to me. The white coats have killed both of my parents, and my younger sister is now dying from the treatments that they've given her for breast cancer. And this is so frustrating to me that, you know, my own family won't listen to me. But this is what we have. Yeah, it's very sad. You know, that they don't even check out the side effects of especially chemotherapy. And the price that they're charging for this chemotherapy, I just heard recently of an individual who won't listen to her mother about natural solutions and things of that nature. And she was told, first of all, she was told by the white coat she only has 2 years to live. And during that 2 years, she must take an injection that costs $11,000 a week. Now, at this point, a week.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And at this point, she's well enough to work, but once she no longer works, that $11,000 injection will no longer be covered. And I'm sure she'll probably, you know, use up every asset she has to take that $11,000 injection, which will, in fact, kill her.
That poor woman.
Yeah. This is what it is. Okay, I'm getting a question. If a nursing mother has the Dipo injection, is it possible that the contents of the injection will be transferred to the child? Of course, it's possible. In fact, it's probable. Anything they inject into you is going to be transferred to the child. And so this is why nursing mothers, as a matter of fact, if somebody calls me and they want to do a detox, if they're nursing, I tell them you have to wait until you're done nursing, because when you're detoxing, the toxins will be put out in the breast milk as well. And anything given to the mother is given to the baby, if the baby is, you know, in utero or if the baby is nursing. Okay, and the person writing says because their grandmother had breast cancer and chemo and radiation therapy, they tell this person that they have to have mammograms. And, of course, that's the reason that the grandmother probably got breast cancer is because of the mammograms. Like I always say, it's always the big picture. Pesticides are also highly involved with breast cancer and prostate cancer because they're synthetic estrogens. However, the mammograms are, in fact, you know, radiation to the most sensitive area of a woman's body, and that's why they're getting so much cancer. And we have all of these cancer groups, you know, Susan G. Komen, Avon, Walk for the Cure, all these different groups that are getting women to donate money so that they can walk in these events where they're avoiding the cause and supposedly looking for the cure. But in reality, what they do with that money is they fund mammograms for women that don't have health insurance. So they're just causing as much breast cancer as they can. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and they hold themselves out as being so altruistic. That's why they want to vaccinate 90% of Africa and all the other countries.
Right.
They're such great humanitarians. And the Agenda 21 thing, that's just a red herring.
Right. Well, in fact, you know, they want to kill off as many people as they can in Africa so they can steal their natural resources.
Yes. And they want to kill us all off before the critical mass of them, of us, wakes up to what they've been doing.
Right. Yep, that's exactly what's going on. I know, please stay on the line, Bill. I know we have another caller on the line, Kat.
Oh, sure.
Are you there, Kat?
Yes, I'm here.
Please make any comments you would like to make. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Dr. Carley. I just want to touch base a little bit on these vaccines and some of the medications. They seem to really stress on parents that children need in their lives at such a young age. Me being a single mom, I have a child that has had some learning disabilities and such, and through his education, some of the teachers have really pushed him being on Ritalin or some of these other drugs that they've been on now. I've done a lot of research. Matter of fact, there is a Betty Hooper in New Zealand that has done quite a bit of research on children with ADD and ADHD. And has done, matter of fact, paid for a lot of her own research up to this point. And it's becoming a fact that a lot of these issues can be addressed on diet instead of medications. I had made sure that my son did definitely not get the Ritalin because I've seen a few children in our family that has been given Ritalin, and it just really makes them total zombies. And through my son's lifetime, I did have him early on because the medical field, they really try to, I think because all parents are always concerned about their children, we see it as no other real solution until you actually learn for your own that the best source of fighting defense is the human body was totally made to have these defenses all by their own. And going back to, for instance, these flu shots, I used to be the silly one and I had my first one and you seem to get sicker off of the flu shots than you do actually getting the flu yourself. And as through some of my own research, you know, it breaks down those antibiotics that we have naturally in our system. And going back to, these vaccines and these drugs that they try to get the kids, you know, kids, especially the young ones, they have these defenses built in, and most of all, the strongest, even compared to an older person. So I'm really baffled at the medical field really pushing these on parents that really are not that well educated into what is really going on. Now, for instance, when I had recently been in New Zealand and left my son in the care of his father, although I didn't want to frighten the poor kid, him being 17 years old, I just made it really simple so he could fight off the wants from his father onto getting him vaccinated, and simply told him, whatever you do, do not let them vaccinate you. Last year, his school put out a letter to all parents saying that all information in all vaccination reports, and I have the letter somewhere on my files, that all vaccinations and information, school records of each child would be given to the Department of Homeland Security, which I thought was very interesting. Now, one thing about these vaccines, you know, that a lot of the parents just think that they're doing it for the good of their own kids, when in reality, just so parents do realize that these vaccines are doing nothing but actually breaking down the natural human forces within our body to actually take care of those defenses. And each time we put a new vaccine, it's actually breaking those natural defenses down even more. And getting back to the ADHD, they're discovering that, for instance, he was on a few drugs, Concerta, Strattera, are a few of the ones that he was on, and actually raped havoc with his own eating habits and learning disabilities. And with the last few years, I've totally taken him off all chemicals, that after I became more awake of what really is going on with these drugs. He is doing fine with learning and his attention span in school. And what kills me about the medical field and the pharmaceuticals is they're putting out these drugs by the millions and not even know what the long-term effect is, and within 5 years. So I'm just would like to add that I really wish parents would do more research into a lot of what is going into our kids, especially these vaccines and some of the mercury that is in them, because in reality it's doing our bodies worse than any natural abilities we have to cure any issues that we have.
Well, I totally agree, and it's not just the mercury, it's the vaccines being injected that corrupts the immune system. I explain this in my article, Inoculations, The True Weapons of Mass Destruction, which is on drcarly.com, how that occurs. Of course, there's aluminum in there. The aluminum is what's causing all the allergies and the anaphylaxis. And I have proof that they know this. This is published in a NATO book back in 1980, that the aluminum is what causes the allergies by the production of this antibody IgE. Formaldehyde, they're even using peanuts as an adjuvant in vaccines, and of course that's one of the main reasons we have so many children getting life-threatening peanut allergies. So it's very clear that this is being done on purpose. And what I tell people is, anytime you're given a prescription, what I would do if I was you is just put the name of the drug hyphen side effects into any search engine and read what they admit as the side effects. It's mind-boggling, because in almost every case, you will find that one of the side effects of the drug is the very reason you're taking the drug. Anti-seizure medications cause seizures. Anti-acid medications cause increased acid production. I mean, it's amazing. And then when you go to the doctor, for example, I have many clients that I've reversed their seizures, both people and pets, with my protocol. And they're given the seizure medications, and at some point, if the medication does stop the seizures for a time, you will eventually start having seizures again because you get tolerant to the drug, and then, you know, the drug actually helps in causing the seizures. The white coat will never even consider that the drug is involved. Instead, they'll give you another drug. And eventually, before you know it, you're on a cocktail. And, of course, there's no research in the cocktails. You know, you are the guinea pig. Basically, you are the one that's being given this combo, and nobody knows what the effects of this combo will be. And that's another thing that people don't even think about, is who's checking those kinds of things out. I've hit, in all my 15 years that I've been doing what I do, I actually have had a number of people that have been on 25 different medications at the same time, if you can imagine. And one of the first things I do is tell them which ones they can stop cold turkey, which ones have to be weaned. And in every case, the healing from that in itself is so dramatic, and they're always amazed. And I'll never forget this one elderly man who asked me, says, why don't other doctors know about this? You know, that going off the medication is doing him so much good. And, of course, the answer is because that's all they know. They don't know anything about the cause of disease, how to reverse the disease. They just know how to write prescriptions. And if they don't keep doing that, their licenses will be taken from them. So that's how the doctors are controlled. I'm just curious, Kat, did you ever look up the side effects of these drugs? For example, Ritalin is basically cocaine. Ritalin, Concerta, Strattera. Did you ever look up the side effects of these drugs when they were prescribed?
Oh, yeah. A lot of the side effects were eating habits would decrease and fluctuate, possible disruptions in normal gastrointestinal functions. The list goes on, and as I became more aware of these prescriptions that they hand out, you know, it's I've just kind of really gone on this mass deterrent that what the pharmaceuticals are handing us are just, you know, it's like a quick fix. And I don't know, it's amazing here in America. I was just reading something in an article on America is one of the top countries that take different pharmaceutical medications for these quick solve for our problems. And if people actually knew what it was doing to us on such a vast level, I don't think they'd be taking them anymore. When if you some of the, most of the research I have discovered that our body is so much capable on its own of deterring a lot of our own things, and when it's more based on what we're eating alone that is our problems, it's such a simple fix. And I don't know if my fellow Americans have just really, I don't know what the situation is. Just amazing over time, more people that I know are just so much quicker to take a pill than actually change their diet or change when they eat or how they eat. It's just amazing.
Well, I totally concur with what Bill said earlier. It's an unwillingness to take responsibility. They want to have the expert tell them what to do. They want to keep eating the garbage that they eat, the fast food and all the rest of it. They want to keep on doing that because that's what they do. So they will have the white coat tell them, well, if you take this pill, you know, you can eat all the tacos or whatever. There's the guy who, Larry the Cable Guy, there's a commercial that he does where he talks about some drug for gas. I don't remember which one. And he basically says, you know, that as long as you take this drug, you know, you can, you know, and it shows all these different foods like tacos and things of that nature. And, you know, you can just keep eating all this garbage. And, you know, this will take care of the side effects of eating the garbage. Instead of not eating the garbage, because, of course, garbage in, garbage garbage out, if you eat this garbage, and especially now with the GMO foods, let me just bring up that situation as well. There's an excellent book called Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith. He's been a guest on my show in the past, and there's now a YouTube video that you can watch about this subject. This is another big one. They are genetically modifying our food, creating frankenfood, combining, you know, salmon with tomatoes so that the tomatoes can grow in colder weather and all kinds of crazy stuff. And, of course, the documented damage that this is doing is mind-boggling. They know this is a very dangerous thing. But yet, what has been the response of our corrupt governmental officials here in America? They don't want the foods to be labeled. That's how they're going to handle it. And there's a number of countries in Europe that have refused the genetically modified food. But here in America, where these traders and the District of Criminals, they sell us out in every way you can imagine, the way they're going to handle it is not to allow genetic modified food. You know, information on the label. It's just unreal that this is what these people are doing. Same thing occurred when they started radiating the food. There's a tiny little symbol that they come up with. It's called the radura. It looks kind of like a fleur-de-lis. And, of course, radiating the food also destroys the food. It mutates the DNA and all kinds of terrible things. And once people started refusing to buy food with this radura label on it, the solution that they came up with was making the symbol smaller. So, you know, you would need, like, a magnifying glass to even see it. This is what's going on. And what's amazing to me is that any of us have any semblance of health at all. And the only way we can is by educating ourselves, That's why I always tell people, don't believe me. We've been lied to about everything. Check things out for yourself. I have dedicated my life to telling people what I have learned. But I still tell people to check things out for yourself, because once you find the information yourself, and as long as we have the internet, which I don't know how much longer we're even going to have the internet, you know, they're always trying things to try to shut that down. And it's not like you can just believe anything on the internet either. You have to have discernment. But there's so much information out there. People have to take the responsibility. Like Bill said, that you can't give your responsibility for your life to somebody who makes money off you having disease. That is insane.
I totally agree with you. Just like they are discovering, and gosh, I hope I don't get to track for this one, but they are actually finding that there are certain strains of marijuana that are actually curing cancer. And go figure that that is one thing that America's governments will never legalize. Matter of fact, there are many cures in that plant that they're just not going to let us get a hold of.
Exactly. Well, my brother's, when I was in college in Syracuse, were busted for having a joint. I have two younger brothers. And I went to the medical library trying to find something to scare them with in regards to the dangers of marijuana. Other than short-term memory loss and some effects of smoking, there was nothing. And in fact, as you said, there are many parts of marijuana. I mean, for example, they have different states that have legalized marijuana in terms of for medical use, and even in those states, we have, you know, the DEA going in and raiding these different companies because for some reason they just have a real problem with that particular drug, which is an herb that grows in the earth. Okay, and with all the, you know, things that are happening with people drinking alcohol and taking all these different drugs. As a matter of fact, it's been admitted in the mainstream media that there's more problem now with people being addicted to prescription drugs than even, you know, heroin or anything like that. People are, you know, buying these drugs on the street and having all kinds of problems. So it's just amazing to me, not to mention the fact, if you watch television, which I do, I monitor the tube so I can report to people what's going on. And the commercials that are on there, it's amazing. You know, they'll have a commercial for some drug, and then they'll talk about, well, can cause death, can cause this, can cause that. And I always laugh and say, oh, I'll take two, you know. I mean, you may have whatever problem, asthma, whatever the case may be, and then they admit right on the commercial that it can kill you to take this drug. And then you ask yourself, how can somebody watch that commercial and go to their doctor and say, you know, I want to try this. Sounds like a great idea.
Dr. Carly, can I make one interjection, please? Hi, Kat. I'd just like to say, Kat, you sound like a great mom. If every parent was like you, we would have a country and a world filled with healthy children, and with that, we would be closer to achieving Dr. Carly's goal of killing the medical profession and the evil empire that underwrites it. You sound like the exact polar opposite of the hairstylist in Dr. Carly's recent article. I just wanted to say it was wonderful hearing you speak.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. And someday I hope my teenager will appreciate it. But it's all for his best future interest, because, after all, they're the next hope for all of this planet, I'd have to say. So the more aware I make him, the better off, hopefully, someone else is down the road.
And one more good person in this world. God bless you. I'm sorry, Dr. Carly.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to ask, Kit, so you apparently don't believe that your husband is going to be willing to listen to what you've discovered and maybe trying to pressure your son to get vaccinated, et cetera? Is that the situation?
Well, being that he's my ex-husband, he has no choice. No, I really don't. He is not very awake to the things that is going on. Matter of fact, and not that I want to talk about anybody's business, but if, for instance, I'll use an example. Right now, there are a few of my son's family members on the other side that are taking shots to lose weight, and instead of watching their diet and actually getting out and trying to be more active, it is easier to take those shots to lose weight than it is to actually take care of it in a more natural way. So I'm not going to depend on that kind of idealism to, in case something happens to me, to have my son's back. So it is up to me, the parent, to, as I would say, make my son aware, to be more aware of what he needs to do for himself than to actually rely on the medical field or any other family member to do that for him. So,
and as Bill was saying, to not respect authority. Just because, see, it always cracks me up when I hear people that they'll call me and they'll say, "Well, Dr. Carley, you know, I don't have a medical degree, blah blah blah." My answer is always the same: good. That means you haven't been brainwashed. You still have common sense, and you can use critical thinking and logic, you know, to decide for yourself if something is a good thing for you to do. In my opinion, that's what we have to teach the young people today. That's why I always encourage parents, if they are able to do so, to homeschool. They don't need to go to school to learn how to put a condom on a banana. And in some schools now, especially in California, they've actually passed a law where the children can be vaccinated without the parents' knowledge or consent. You know, they basically offer them, oh, you can get an iPad or iPhone or whatever, you know, if you get a vaccination. They'll make some kind of a deal with it like that with the child, and then these children will go ahead and do it, not even having a clue of how they're damaging their health. In terms of the shots that you mentioned for weight loss, I just want to mention, the only shot that I know about that they're giving for weight loss is HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. That is the hormone that women make when they get pregnant. And if you take a shot of that, you will develop an allergy, an immune response to that hormone. And if a woman gets pregnant, that antibody will actually cause you to have a miscarriage. So any women that are taking that, they are going to self-abort any children that they can see.
And well,
go ahead.
These are men that is taking this shot, so it makes me wonder what effects it's going to have on them. It's just gotten to a point where we really need to really take more of a natural way, I think, of things to heal our bodies. That's what we started off with, and that's how we need to finish it. Otherwise, we're just asking for genetically modified bodies, in a sense, for the next generation.
Right. Well, that's another thing that they're creating with vaccines. The vaccines all have foreign tissue in them. Many are now being made on aborted fetuses, and, of course, injecting aborted fetuses, that's basically the equivalent of cannibalism. That's a spiritual assault. But the vaccines have to be cultured on some kind of tissue. So whether that be monkey kidneys or dog kidneys now they're using, all kinds of things like that, those genes are going to incorporate themselves into our genetic structure. That's called transhumanism, chimeras. They're actually creating a defect in our very DNA. That's how bad this is. And that's why, you know, this is my passion, is to make people realize the many levels to which their health is being destroyed. And, of course, one of the things that they're also doing simultaneously is they're trying to kill off the countries that have ancient wisdom, the Hunas in Hawaii, the Aboriginals in Australia, the Native peoples of any country. They have ancient wisdom. They know how to live off the land. And they want that information gone. And so that's one of the many reasons why these people are being targeted and being basically exterminated, because, you know, what people need to do is call your grandmother, you know, ask your grandmother what to do for a cold, you know, starve a fever, you know, whatever. I mean, you have to get back to basics. That's what you have to do, because as is very obvious, our bodies were created with this innate intelligence to know what to do. And what these mad scientists are doing to interfere with that, it's right out of a sci-fi movie from hell. Everything they're doing is hurting people, and yet the people keep going back for more. It's very difficult to comprehend why this is. As I said, when I was a young mother, almost 17 years ago, I believed what I'd been taught in medical school. I watched them killing people in the hospital. I saw research fraud. I saw experimentation on poor people. You know, I should have asked questions when it came to vaccinations, but the mind control was so perfected in my medical education that I did get all these vaccines for my son. And then I saw what happened, and I also saw what happened when I detoxed him. He became a different child. And that's what started me on this road many years ago. So people have to always ask questions about anything and start, you know, trust their bodies to do what their body is supposed to do. But you have to give it good food. Organic food is so important. And there was just a big scandal. I was just sent an email recently. This company, Whole Foods, which is, I think, pretty much a national chain at this point, that, you know, made a big deal about advertising that they were the first store that was going to be all natural, blah, blah, blah. Well, some undercover people went in there and found out that the place is laced with GMOs. So it's not even like you can believe that just because something is labeled organic that it's actually organic. You know, if only we could all grow our own food, that would be fantastic. But, of course, with all the chemtrails they're spraying now and such, and how they're playing with the weather, I mean, here in North Carolina, we had 2 months where it was between 90 and 100. And I have lots of container gardens, and pretty much everything I planted just died, wilted and died. So we have a lot of problems. But eventually, once the brain dead people are all killed off, which they will be by going to their white coats and, you know, volunteering for these fake wars, etc., there will come a time when the only people left are the psychopaths and the people that have a conscience, and that's when it's going to get interesting. And I think we're moving closer to that every day.
Well, I totally agree with you. And, Dr. Carley, I so appreciate you doing all your steady work and getting the word out there to everybody, because it is rather important at this point in time in our present time. And so I'd like to thank you, and I appreciate you letting me come on and speak in my voice.
Well, I thank you for joining us. And, Bill, do you have any closing comments, please?
It was a wonderful show, and it really made me feel good to hear Cat talking, because, you know, I talk about it, you talk about it all the time, Dr. Carley, how it's important that people hear and people do. And I heard very loudly today that Cat does, and that made me feel really good and motivated, and I appreciate that, because it's good to know that we're not alone in this world.
Yeah.
So that's all I have.
And we're not alone. Let me just assure all of you who feel alone, I get so many calls and emails from people all over the world. People are waking up. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, a man called me from Australia. He was on the phone with me for 3 hours, basically telling me, you know, that he knows what I know, and also that everybody's looking to America. They're looking to us, because our country is being destroyed as we speak through so many things, and the Americans are the ones that are going to have to rise up and say no more. And that is very...
And the Americans will be the ones who stand up. That's our legacy, that's our heritage, that's our future. We will stand up. We will not, as he once said, go quietly in the night.
Exactly. Okay, well, we're out of time. Thank you, everybody, for your contributions. And let me just also state again that the views expressed on this broadcast are not the views or opinions of the station, but rather the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. And so on that note, I'll say goodbye for now. We'll be back next week. And I have to get ready to do a show out of Jamaica. Oh, let me just state, today, September 30th, they're having a Red Mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C., to commemorate the start of the new term of the U.S. Supreme Court. A Red Mass. We know what that's going to be all about, because nobody from the outside is allowed in. So I suspect there'll be a few sacrifices there. Okay, folks, that's it for now. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.